Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness, from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for January 31st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good. It's really cold, really, really cold, but can't be doing much worse than our old friend Tom Green right now, so I'm good.
Yes, preparing to go into my cold garage. It's going to be not fun.
You're allowed to take a day off and hide underneath the blanket. I think you'll be okay.
I have my warm long sleeve shirt on. It's Uniqlo Heat Tech Extra Warm. I'm ready.
Yeah, it's not even the coldest up in the Northeast area. I think the middle of the U.S. is really even worse, but really cold out there.
It's cold. But we are not here to talk about the cold. We are here to talk to you about everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday in the Big Brother Celebrity 2 house. And we're going to do that. Because there was a lot to talk about here. Still a lot going on as you're coming off of yesterday, where a lot was happening, a lot was changing. Tom Green is being Tom Green. And so we are going to continue that sort of craziness and circle of insanity here as we get to what the plan is going to be and what happens with the veto. So we start the day. Veto players are chosen. Lolo, Natalie, and Dina were chosen to play in the veto alongside, obviously, Joey, Candy, and Tom. So that's going to be the veto players. And then we're going to get a long day of conversations before the veto actually happens, starting with Tamar and Tom having a funny conversation because, man, I just hope these two last a long time so they can keep having conversations together because it's fantastic. Tamar's like, hey, so am I good? Am I like, are you going to nominate me or something? And Tom just gives like this cryptic response of like, I mean, I think you are. And I think you know you are too.
Yeah, I don't know who's more entertained by these conversations, Tom or us. Like, I'm really hoping that they nail it. Like you said, you've said this. I'm really hoping that they nail it with the edit because they have something good to work with here, and it'll be disappointing if it doesn't make the air the way that it should. Tamar knows that she isn't exactly the most safe. Like she's aware of the alliance that they have. She's aware that she's pretty low on Tom's totem pole, but I think she feels like she's been playing off the fact that she doesn't have the power. She's been playing that off well. Nobody has like actually come to her saying, Tamar, we know you have it. Like, just give in. People have suspected it, but I think she feels like she's playing this spot as well as she can. So, you know, she's trying to just, I guess, make sure that, you know, she didn't get picked to play in the veto. So she's just hoping that she doesn't have much to worry about.
Hold on. Did you say she's playing this as well as she can?
Yeah. Did I? Yeah.
I think I got lost there and I heard that and I was like, wait a minute. What? That? Are you talking about the argument from yesterday? Because
I'm talking about the fact that she's not. That nobody thinks that she actually has the power. Nobody's like sold on the fact that she has the power.
Oh,
like she's playing off the lie as well as she can.
I think this is what Tom is getting at, is that he thinks that she has the power. And then when he's saying, I think you know you are safe as well, I think that's him saying, I think you have the power. And Tom is pretty convinced at this point that Tamar has it.
I guess I didn't interpret that conversation the same way, but
well, he did. He does also talk to Cato later about it.
Okay, well, that's what I was confused about from the previous day, because when he was talking to her the first time and he said, I believe that you don't have it. Like, I couldn't tell. Like, it's hard to get inside this guy's mind unless you're like really paying close attention. So obviously I know you are, but I'm just he was putting all the attention on Ricky and I couldn't tell if he was just using the power as a way, you know, to make an excuse for the fact that he wanted Ricky to go up, which I guess may be the case.
He basically said that over the course of yesterday on the feeds. He was like, okay. Yeah, I don't care if Ricky has it or not. I just want him on the block. I've been right. Saying that. as of now, he does think that Tamar has it. He is most people aren't really talking about it anymore. I think a lot of people are scared to talk about it now because Tom was doing his murder mystery thing. And mm-hmm. now it's like, well, if anybody talks about the power, then it's like, whoa, don't be a Tom. Don't care about who has the power. But it doesn't really matter because, you know, Tamar is reasonably safe at this point, because Tom wants to do Ricky and the women are just trying to prevent that from happening at the moment. But it's a funny conversation nonetheless. I think, you know, you are too. She eventually is going to tell him, hey, look, I don't know what you meant by that, but if what you meant by that is that you're going to put me up, then that what that means is that you were threatening me yesterday and that you're following through with that threat and you don't want to look like that. That's not a good look.
I feel like I speak for a lot of people when I say your Tamar impression is one of your worst. I don't think it's very accurate.
It's not meant to be accurate.
Well, I don't know. Some of your impressions aren't too bad, but sometimes I feel like you do not capture the magic of Tamar Braxton.
For the record, none of my impressions are meant to be accurate. I don't know if anyone was under the assumption that
we've had some good ones before. Anyway, yes.
They're
Tamar
entirely
is not
my interpretation of the person.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, I've had lots of compliments on my Tamar impressions, by the way. Not that they're accurate, but that they're fun.
Okay, well, I didn't claim to speak for everyone. I said maybe for a lot of people.
Well,
anyway,
look, you're coming on to my morning update, insulting my impressions that everyone has been giving me good feedback on. So I don't know what's happening here, Matt.
Back a little bit.
I just feel like I'm being threatened right now, and I don't appreciate that, Matt. I don't like being threatened. Don't be that guy.
Right. You need
America
to relax.
Doesn't like that guy.
You need to relax.
I need to relax. Are you my man? Are you my man? I don't appreciate that, Matt.
Anyway, I wasn't ready for this. I'm not really a fighter. Not really down for that. But this is good television, so I guess we're getting somewhere. Anyway, really throwing me off my mojo.
That's what Tamar does to you. See, yeah, well, I do it well. See,
that's the exact effect that
Tamar has.
No. Anyway, Tamar is confusing me because you threw me off my game. So go back to whatever you were saying.
All right. So that happens with Tamar and Tom. You know, like, hey, don't be threatening. Don't be threatening. It's not okay. It's not good. Joey is going to talk to Tamar, and Joey has a funny conversation with Tamar where he's basically like, hey, so, yeah, that person that has the power, screw them. They're the worst. I don't see how anyone would ever believe a single word they will ever say again in life, basically. They're such liars. I cannot believe that they will have been lying to us this whole time, that, you know, this is just, they are never going to be trusted again once it's revealed who has the power. And Tamar's like, that's stupid. That's not fun. This is supposed to be fun. Why isn't it fun? Everyone's turned something fun into something bad. I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this plays against what I was saying about how she's playing it off well, because she does get pretty worked up every time that somebody brings up the power. She's like, I don't understand. This is bullying. This is people are not making this fun anymore, because just because somebody won the power means that they get punished for it as soon as everybody finds out about it. That's not fair. And to her credit, I guess, or just to be fair to her, like, it really isn't fair that just because somebody won a power, everyone's like, this person is going to pay for it next week. But it's just that everyone's become so frustrated with the, you know, the dancing they were doing yesterday and the murder mystery to try to figure out who has this power, that now everyone feels like insulted that they've been lied to for 24 hours by somebody. So,
they really need Ricky to come in and force them to understand that it's just a game and they should chill.
Yes, it's I worry for Tamar when and if they find out that she's the one with the power, because, I mean, you know, there's still a possibility that she won't have to play. It's only good for the one more week. And if she manages to stay off the block next week, she'll be good. But hard to say if that'll happen or not, because, you know, especially if Candy does end up going this week, we're running out of people who are easily just thrown up on the block, which is, you know, what Tamar was last week.
Huh. So Tom is going to talk to Lolo and Natalie, and he is finally going to, like, really in earnest pitch the idea. Hey, I want to backdoor Ricky. Ricky is our biggest threat. He is not necessary to our alliance. This five thing is not necessary. We've got four. That's all we need. He's a huge threat. He's going to come after me. He's going to come after us. When I talk to Ricky, it's like we both know that we're both lying. It's like a thing. Nolo is like, no. We don't like this. Look, Joey is our biggest threat. Joey is the worst. Joey is the one that's coming after us. We know this. It's not fair for us if you leave Joey in the house while Ricky is here, because you need to take Ricky out and just to leave Joey in, and then Joey's going to come after us. And if he wins HOH, he's going to put us both on the block, and then we're going to get kicked out, and then we'll be pissed. Like, that's not cool.
The great thing about the, like, all of this Tom Green stuff for the past few days has been, it's been fun, obviously, because Tom has kind of lost his mind. But what makes it even better to watch is the fact that Lolo is the person on the other side of this, the one that's getting worked up with everything going on, because she takes everything so personally, and she's been getting pissed off in every single conversation. Like, nobody can talk to her for 5 minutes, because the second that she, like, is in the middle of a sentence, like, she doesn't know how conversations work, especially in the Big Brother house. Like, people are going to talk back and forth or whatever, and she just feels like everyone's cutting her off all the time. She's yelling at people, "You're not letting me finish a sentence." And it, like, if you searched, like, or if you went back through the day to find out how many times she yelled at somebody for cutting her off or anything, it's a lot. It's a real lot. So she's been getting worked up like crazy. And I understand what she's saying about how Joey is coming after them. Joey is, at this point, they haven't talked to Joey yet. Joey is more likely to stick with the guys and come after her than Ricky is. But my only problem with this is, Lolo, you didn't win the HOH, so I don't know why this has to be Tom doing the decision that's best for you, not best for him. Like, she's not understanding that. That's not processing in any way. That's not how Lolo's brain works.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they're both, Natalie and Lolo, just like, this is not cool. This is not okay. This does not feel like an alliance. At one point, Tom is going to tell them, "Hey, look, I could do this without your votes. I can get rid of Ricky without you guys voting with us." And they're like, "Whoa,
yeah,
whoa, threatening much, Tom? Threatening much?" Tom is like, "Hey, look, okay, look, we can get Joey out next week. We just get Ricky out this week. If we get Ricky out this week, then we'll do whatever you want for the next 5 weeks. It'll be fine. We just need to get Ricky out now." And they're like, "Nah, I don't think so. But maybe, but no, probably not. I don't know."
Yeah, I talked on the first update that we did, which is, you know, well over a week ago. One of the things that I wanted to point out back then was, keep an eye on the bedroom situation. Keep an eye on where everybody is sleeping, just to start things off. And it's really played a big factor into the way things have played out. I think, if you have the feeds on at any given time during the day, there is likely going to be a camera on the bedroom that has Lolo, Natalie, Tamar, and Ricky. That's like the only bedroom that is consistently, you know, on feeds. And that's because, you know, some of the bigger players in there, Tamar, the biggest personalities in there. And like I said, Ricky is also in that bedroom. So every day when they, you know, come together to talk strategy and whatnot, Ricky's still in the room. So they, you know, they come back to talk to him and they say, "You're still good with this, right?" And he says, "Yes, it's you guys and me to the end. Like, there's no problem here." So they, you know, Tom and Cato really got unlucky with the fact that, you know, just with that situation. But I just don't see a scenario where they were going to ever be okay with losing Ricky at this point. So, Tom can never put the toothpaste back in the tube, but not good.
Gotta clean those teeth.
Yes.
Lolo and Natalie are going to talk about this together. Again, they discuss the pitch. They talk about how threatened they feel from Tom when he says that he has the votes. People are very threatened by Tom. That's why I tweeted out a picture of how Tom sees himself, and he's like, "Hey," and how the house guests see him, he's like, "Ah!" Like, just very threatened by Tom when he thinks he's playing a murder mystery, and he's like, what's the name of the detective in the Agatha Christie novels? I can't remember his name. It's some French thing. He thinks he's that guy, and everyone else thinks he's Tom Green from the Tom Green Show.
I mean, I don't remember when I said this last, but like, I just feel like they still don't take him. I think it was on your Twitch stream that they don't take him seriously. And this was before this week happened. So I feel like now that he's completely, you know, blown up his own game. I feel like they're just, he's turned into a character that's just completely off track of what they were planning on getting done. And now they just don't know what to do with him because he's so crazy.
Yes. Meanwhile, Joey, the guy who Tom and Kato feel so good about, they feel like, yes, Joey, we want to save Joey. He don't think he has the power. He's a vote for us. They're counting him as a vote. When Tom says, we've got the votes without you, he's counting Joey as one of those votes. Joey feels a disturbance in the force. That's what I wrote first. Then I deleted it and I went, Joey has received the Joey bat signal and takes this opportunity to pitch to the women and Tamar, hey guys, we need to get Tom and Kato out. They're running this house. They think they're all in power. They think they're all good. We need to do something about this. These guys, they think they're so smart. They think that they've picked the most gullible people. They think they can manipulate you guys, you women. But you guys, you're much smarter than that. You're not taking it. You're going to do your own thing. That's what I respect. That's what I appreciate. I would love to get to the end with you guys. You three, Natalie, Lolo, Tamar, you guys are just fantastic. And I would love to get to the end with you. We can flip the house this week. We can do whatever we want. We can work together. We can pull in Ricky. We can turn everything against Tom and Kato. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. I'm so dedicated to this plan. Let's go. Let's do this. And it's like, where did this come from?
Nothing makes you happier than seeing Joey Lawrence actually play the game and validate your draft opinion of him, which I was on board with. Joey's not here to play this game, but you know, you're trapped in the Big Brother house long enough. And I guess it's worked out well for him. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening with this group, because especially now that we know the veto hasn't been used, and so not everybody's on board with working with him going forward, as in like Tamar. I'm not sure if like I don't know if everybody or if anybody feels like it's locked in that a specific person is going home this week, being Candy. I feel like it's still
getting ahead
possibly
of ourselves.
I'm working all around it, but I feel like Joey did put in the best possible work that he could have done here. He captured on this opportunity to pull the girls in when they were feeling distant from Tom. So good on him for that.
Yes. So he makes this pitch and the women are like, whoa, where did that come from? I feel like we just met Joey. I like this Joey.
And this was after Lola spent the entire day saying, I cannot even talk to Joey for 5 minutes without feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, they were so anti, their entire pitch to Tom and Kato were, we need Joey out. He's coming for us. And it in one conversation changed to let's protect Joey. Let's move forward with Joey. We like this a lot. They go and Natalie talks to Ricky and she lets Ricky know about the Joey pitch. And Ricky is not as convinced. He's like, okay. I mean, I just don't know about this. I don't know if Tom and Kato would really go through with it. And I don't know if we should really keep Joey around. I feel like we should still get rid of Joey if the veto is not used. We should still vote to evict him. I'm not really sold on this. Then Joey has a conversation with Ricky and Joey talks to Ricky about, hey, look, we need to get Tom and Kato out. They think they're in charge. They talk about you like, oh, Ricky is handled. He's handled. He's good. We've got him. And if they talk about you like that, they probably talk about me like that. They do. And so I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like we should work against them. I feel like we can band together with the women and we can really make a run at things. And Ricky's like, yeah. And he goes and he talks to Natalie. He's like, never mind. We're good. I like Joey. Let's keep Joey.
Yeah, they felt disconnected from him because they really haven't had many game conversations and they just have viewed him as the enemy for all these weeks because he was working with Ryan, with Jonathan. And now that there's a potential new enemy on the rise, that their own alliance is turning on them and they don't feel comfortable with them anymore. You know, the only thing that was breaking, that was a barrier between them and Joey was the fact that they never really talked game with him at all. And now Joey's coming to them and doing a very decent job in telling them, listen, I'm here to work with you guys. I don't like them either. We gotta find a way to take them out. So sounds like it's working out so far.
And part of his pitch is that, hey, I'm so dedicated to this plan that if I win the veto, I won't even use it. because I trust you guys to keep me safe, and I want to prevent you guys from being backdoored. So I will take the bullet, and that will show my dedication to you guys. And so there's still a little bit of Joey in there. Although you know, there's probably an argument that there's some merit there, but still,
know it.
Yeah, that's a blockumentary joke.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've heard the word merit in real life a couple times lately, and I just cannot help but say it out loud. Know it. By the blockumentary, it was good.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Cato and Tom are having a conversation, and turns out Ricky actually had a pretty decent read on these two, because they're talking about how, you know, we were feeling pretty convinced by Ricky in recent conversations. Maybe we shouldn't backdoor him. Maybe we shouldn't go along with the plan. All right, so let's go ahead and evict Joey, because we don't want the women to flip on us. That would be bad. So let's do what the women want. Let's take Joey out to prove our loyalty, just to prevent them from turning against us. It's too late.
It's way too late. Like they've had such a bad 24 hours. Like, we can't even begin to explain. And I think, you know, we'll see how next week goes with whoever wins HOH and how quickly Tom and Cato end up on the block. But they've really done a lot of damage this week. And it's obviously more Tom than Cato. People have been saying, you know, Cato did so great last week, people respect him. But the two of them are the target. They need to be taken care of as a duo. Like, one of them has to go. So no matter what they try to backtrack and say, like, oh, no, we're fine with Joey or Candy going this week, they put it out there that they wanted Ricky. They put all of this out there so intensely that it's there's not much they're going to be able to do, I don't think, to backtrack.
Yeah, I was very hard on Cato's HOH last week, and I stand by that it was a pretty bad HOH, though. Oh, yeah. It did recover by the end for sure, because he was able to get Dina back on his side, and he was able to take out a target, and it worked out all right. This HOH by Tom, now we're talking like all-time worst HOHs. And,
no, this has made Cato's week look like a great week.
Yeah.
Like, it's just in comparison, like, Cato could not have asked for anything better just to make himself look good.
And we couldn't have asked for anything better, because we really needed this.
Yeah, but we needed this. But like, everybody who was so on board with, like, we love Tom, God, he's just freaking screwed himself. It's it's sad to see, but it's great TV.
Tom was never going to win. Let's be real. Tom was never going to win. He was always going to Tom Green.
I don't know. I didn't know Tom Green beforehand. So I thought he was really thinking. I thought as soon as, you know, he could get Cato to listen to his opinion for once, maybe he would have gotten somewhere. And then Cato listened to his opinion for once and said, yes, I understand. I think Ricky has to go. And he didn't get anywhere. So
Tom's been trying to do the Tom Green thing since the first eviction, when he tried to flip the vote. It's just that he was being prevented from doing it.
I love watching him try to, like, choreograph every single scene that he's in when he's talking to anybody. Oh, you're blocking my shot. Please, I just need you to move out of the way.
Okay. New plan. We'll evict Joey. Natalie joins them. And they're like, okay, so Natalie, what's the status? How you've talked to Lolo, right? Like, what's going on with what we pitched you? We've got some thoughts of our own. Natalie is like, oh, yeah, I haven't had time to talk to Lolo yet. No time yet. Oh man, what a shame that I hadn't had time to talk to Lolo. I don't know what to say to you guys yet.
I don't know.
And then she leaves, and Tom's like, so she's lying to us.
Yeah, like, God forbid someone doesn't know what to say to you when you've been spinning everybody else in circles for the past few days. But yeah, I mean, not the greatest response from Natalie, but she held, you know, the two of them hold the power right now over what happens this week. So who cares?
Yeah. So after that conversation with Natalie, Tom's like, all right, never mind. We should do Ricky anyway. They're lying to us. This is bad. We should do the Ricky plan. Lolo and Natalie go talk to Ricky. They confer with Ricky, like, hey, Ricky, what do we do here? They want to know what's up with the plan to backdoor you. And we just made this thing with Joey and Tamar. And it's like, what should we do? And Ricky's like, just make them feel comfortable. Just give them a false sense of security. Make them think that you're 100% still on board. Everything's fine. Get them to not backdoor me. That would be bad. So if the veto is used, they won't do that. So if you make them feel very comfortable, then everything will be fine. And they're like, okay, we got this. They go up and they talk to Tom and Cato. They're like, hey, we're still with you guys. We are. We want to work with you. Just the Ricky thing, we're not really down with it. And Tom's like, I get it. I get it. It's, I feel like I should do the Ricky thing. But if all of you guys are saying no, if you are saying this is a bad idea, I don't want to be the one guy that screws it up for everyone. So if you guys don't want me to do it, I won't do it. We'll take out Joey instead. And they're like, yes, good. We're all good. We're all together. We'll think about this some more in the future. We'll think some more about the Ricky thing, but we're all good now. No Ricky backdoor. We're still together. The women leave. Tom and Kato are like, yes, we like this. We're convinced. They're on board with us. We won't do the Ricky thing. Everything's cool. Everything's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how hard they try to, you know, backtrack it and make it seem like they're, you know, make it seem like what they're saying is what they're actually believing. Like the fact that they're saying, like, I guess we won't do Ricky. Tom still has in the back of his head that he wants to get this done somehow. He wants to find a way to convince them, even through these like tiny little things that he'll throw into the conversation. He'll say like, but like, still, Ricky is still somebody that we have to worry about. He's still going to win this game. And then they get even more mad every time that that happens. So it's like he needs to either fully drop the Ricky thing or he needs to just go through it. Well, now he can't go through and do it anyway. But this is before the veto. So you know, just flirting back and forth with the idea and still saying, well, we're not going to do it, but I still want to do it. It was not the right way to go about it. He needed to drop it and he did not.
Yeah. The women are completely off the Tom and Kato train. They're now on the Joey train.
Yes. Not the,
it wasn't, I almost said the Joey train? And Tamar train, but there's more Tamar stuff by the end of the day. So more, yes, the Joey train. So feeds are going to go down. They're going to play the veto. Feeds come back up. Natalie is the winner of the veto.
We finally have a comp win between Team Natalie, Eva Marie, and Lolo.
Yeah, Lolo does inform us that she could have won.
Yes,
she wanted to.
Just this is like the third time that she could have won, but I just, my shoulder, my back, my head, I was dizzy, and just it's Tuesday, so I thought comps
she didn't
on Tuesdays weren't a great thing to win, and but I could have. I definitely could have won.
Yeah. So Natalie discusses the plan with Ricky and Lolo. I have the veto. I'm not going to use the veto. Not going to risk potentially having Tom backdoor one of us or Ricky or whoever. So let's just not use the veto. We'll go. We'll talk to Tom. We'll be like, hey, no backdoor plan. We're just going to keep the noms the same. How about that? But then they're like, oh, but what if we didn't tell Tom? What if we just didn't use the veto and surprised him? Wouldn't that be fun? It's like, it would be fun. Unfortunately, Celebrity Big Brother, probably not the best jury management move. So it's probably not going to happen, but it was discussed. So who knows?
Yeah, they just kind of want to rub it in Tom's face a little bit when they, I think Lolo's planned speech was something like, just say that you want to respect his nominations, as if the entire time Tom's plan has been to respect these nominations and just leave these two on the block. So that's obviously not what he wants to have done, but Natalie has no plans of changing these. So looking like we'll end up with Joey and Candy on the block.
Yes. And the plan will be to evict Candy. However, Tamar is like, I don't know. Tamar's talking to Natalie. She's like, so, I mean, okay, so we save Joey. Then what? Natalie's like, what? Whatever, we can figure it out later. It's it'll be fine. Don't worry. Like, we'll save Joey, and then hey, it's a 1 week thing, probably. You know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And Natalie's just not pleased with this. She goes to Lolo. She's, oh, Tamar. She's never happy. She's always trying to change things. Now she's trying to save Candy. What's with her?
We're
not letting her change anything. We're keeping Joey.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that either of these girls would ever take strategic advice from Tamar is just completely insane. So that's never going to happen. But I still do think that there's something to think about in terms of Joey versus Candy. I feel like they probably, like, Candy's not a comp threat. And obviously Joey is. Joey, you know, there's so much more to get into this. I'm sure it'll come up on the roundtable. But Joey's two best friends are the only two jury members, you know, so far. And they're just thinking in terms of like, we need a troop to come together to take on Tom and Kato next week. But you have Candy, who like has this connection with Tamar. I feel like they're just not thinking it through completely. But then again, they did just win the veto last night, so I'm sure they still have you know, a couple of days to think about it. I'm just not sold on the fact that this is their best plan moving forward to keep Joey around.
Yeah, I mean, Joey is at this point 100% more of a threat than Candy. He has shown an ability to not only do well in competitions, not only is he a jury threat, but he now has shown a strategic ability to like play this game and flip people. He's well liked. He is definitely threatening here. Whereas Candy, for as I think as likable as she can be, and as much as she could potentially win in the end, she has not performed very well in competitions, and she just doesn't really do much in the house. She has not really, like, she is just kind of chilling.
She's just there. But what is Candy going to win HOH next week and work with Tom and Kato? Like, no, you saw how pissed she was when she got put on the block this week. If she happened to win next week, she would 100% nominate those two. And I mean, so one of the other of this alliance might end up on the block, but they would 100% have the numbers to still evict Tom or Kato, whoever got left. They really got to think about this before they pull the trigger on Saturday.
Yes. So strategically probably makes more sense to get rid of Joey, but this is a season where I'm not cheering for the strategic thing. Because I feel like we need as much entertainment as possible. Candy, unfortunately, has brought very little to the show. So entertainmently, I'm rooting for what's happening here, which is Tom blindside with the veto, and then boom, Candy goes, and then it's an all-out war.
Tom after the veto last night was like a completely different person than the past 2 days. He was just the expression on his face was like he just found out that Christmas was canceled. Like, he does not know what to do. And I think today, you know, there'll be plenty of conversations with him and Kato today discussing, should we push Natalie to try to use it? Because they were talking, I think, at one point about maybe we should pretend like we're going to backdoor Tamar, I think, is something that came up. So I don't know if they're going to potentially throw that out there or what, but I don't think Tom has it in him to just let this go.
Yeah, there was an idea later on, again, after they decided not to do the Ricky thing, to like, okay, we'll throw Tamar up there, see if she has the power, potentially flush it. So that was an idea that was raised by Tom to Kato. And also from Natalie and Lolo, they're talking about the boot order here. They want Candy to go first. Then they have to deal with Tom and Kato. Then they want Dina next. But then they were like talking about Tamar and how annoying she is. And they were like, probably Tamar before Dina. She's so annoying. We need to get rid of her.
Yeah. They just get frustrated with her every time that she's not. But then like they get back in the room with her and they're like, okay, but this person's a vote for us. Like we can't get rid of her.
It's so weird because they're so friendly together all the time, except for like the brief moments of like Tamar and Lolo fighting basically. But then the second that Natalie and Lolo go off by themselves, they're like, oh, we hate her.
It's still so like the relationship between Lolo and Tamar is still so intriguing to watch, because, you know, they had their fight or whatever and they seem to be fine, and Tamar seems completely fine, like she completely forgot that this has even happened. But anytime Lolo comes near her, like what Tamar put her hand on her yesterday, she's like, why are you touching me, your hand's cold, like calm down. It's really not that serious.
Another thing that I noticed was that Natalie said that production, first of all, I believe Natalie might have said another thing about production too. It might have been Natalie, it might have been somebody else, said that they were told not to talk about competitions, and that somebody was like, hey, they haven't told us not to talk about competitions lately. That's weird. I'm pretty sure this is like corroborating evidence to what we talked about in the first roundtable, where we were like, hey, I think what happened is when the feed previews came on, they told them not to talk about all these things. And then when the real feeds came on, they didn't say, hey, now you can talk about things. So they've been thinking this whole time that they're not supposed to talk about any of the things. And so they're like, hey, why haven't we been dinged for talking about competitions?
Yeah, I think production is always going production's never going to outwardly tell them you can talk about more now, because they want them to talk about as less production, competitions, any of that stuff as possible. So if they just happen to not talk about it for a while, that's fine with production, but it's not great with us. So at least, you know, Lolo's come around on the fact that, you know, they haven't said anything. So I guess this is fine to talk about. Like, it's really bad with some of these people, because they understand that there's live feeds on, but it's like, I remember seeing JC's tweet like a week ago where he was like, wait, this is what live feeds are? Like, you are watching us all day long with cameras following you. Like, some of them really have no idea how these work, and it's going to be bad. They have no idea that these conversations, the personal things that they're talking about, their lives, you know, every single thing. Like, Lolo's like, oh, so the people at home must know that this is going on, right? Like, they must know what's happening, that you just won the veto. It's like, yes, we're watching all the time. That's what live feeds are. Yeah. They have no way to know.
Another strange thing. Natalie has said apparently that she was told by producers not to wear her bikini anymore.
Yeah, what's that about?
That's like their whole thing in all of the advertisements. Like, hey, look at the people in bikinis doing the summer thing. Maybe it's because it's not summer, a summer season. I don't know, but
I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen this one. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's very
guess
strange.
Trying to keep it more family friendly for the winter crowd. Put more clothes on. It's too cold out there.
Yeah, it's look. It is negative degrees outside in most of the in some of the country. they're gonna be too jealous of you.
Yes, that's got to be it.
Very strange. Very strange. Anything else, Matt, that we need to bring up here?
Nope. We've got the round table tonight, and you're stuck with me again.
Yes, Brent is unfortunately not going to be able to make the round table tonight. So Matt will be filling in for Brent and making the Stockwatch purchases for him.
Yes, very, very sorry for all the Brent fans and stands out there. I know no one likes to hear that Brent is gone. So, yep, should be fun later. Excited to get into all that stuff, Stockwatch, and see what Brent is buying and selling.
Yes, so should be a good one. I will be releasing the form for the Stockwatch as soon as I can get it ready after this podcast. So be prepared for that. We're going to talk about everyone's game. We're going to talk about what we're doing moving forward. And we're going to talk about the jury and who's what we think the jury is probably thinking about at this point. The jury obviously only consists of two people so far, but still something to talk about. It should be a fun roundtable. So make sure you tune in tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And make sure you get that form filled. It's very easy. You don't have to sign in. It's drag and drop. It's great. It's, you can find it on my Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Again, should be out probably within the next half hour or so. So make sure you check that
out. And everyone's asking, sorry, everyone's concerned if Brent's okay. Yeah, he's okay. He just has a family obligation or something that he has to take care of, and his schedule's been weird, but he's fine. He's good.
Yes. No. So, no.
Just wanted to make sure that's good.
no tragedies here.
Yes, he's good.
And of course, I'll be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds. The next episode is going to be Saturday, I believe.
Yep, Saturday Night Eviction.
Saturday Night Eviction. That is, man, I'm so not used to there being two whole days without an episode. It's crazy.
I know that's gonna be interesting, but we got the round table and then Summer of Stein, so there's plenty of stuff to hold everybody over.
Yes. All right, so that's what we've got for you. You can follow Matt at Matt Ligori, and I think that's why. Make sure you check the American Ninja Warrior feed. There will be a USA versus the World special coverage soon for you there. And there you go. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next time.